Pathetic worm of a girl. Did you really think you would even come close to beating me? You couldn't lay a scratch on me on your best day. Don't tell. Was that your best? Ugh, how disappointing. I should kill you now just for wasting my damn time. But I don't particularly enjoy killing women. Not cute ones like you, that is. So maybe I'll just bind you here. Leave you to nature. Perhaps maybe you'll escape and come for me. Maybe crows will rip out your eyes and you'll wander off a cliff. Not that I care. Well, I'd say this has been fun, but I'm no liar. You were hardly entertaining. You know, something is bothering me. Why did you attack me? Men attack me for obvious purposes. They want to control me. The only women who have attacked me are pathetic old hags, jealous of my perfect body. But you are very different. You came with no blade. You came only with your wits and rope. Did you intend to bind me? For what purpose? Oh, I get it. You're no different than those men who wanted to control me. You may be a cute young woman, but your desires are just as twisted, aren't they? Naughty girl. I see your eyes staring, wondering, undressing. Oh, no need to blush. Your secret is out. I know men fall head over heels for me. But you're the first woman. It's almost flattering. So what were you going to do? Finger me? Spank me? Suck on my massive, gorgeous tits? No, I know your type. You're not that bold. You're too innocent to be so brazen in your desires. So what? Did you just want to tie me up and watch me struggle as you play with yourself? Your first kiss. Aw, what's wrong? Embarrassed to say? Are you too ashamed of your fetishes? Come on. I won't judge. Fine. I guess I'll have to do this the old-fashioned way. I'll have a nice long stretch. And see where your eyes wander. Ha! Caught you staring. Don't shake your head. I saw you, you little minx. And of course, you were staring at my chest. Just play with my tits? What a letdown. Or maybe you weren't looking at my chest. Believe me. I know when people look at my cleavage. When people eye up my fun bags. And you weren't looking at them when I was stretching. You were almost looking to the side of them. You also focused a lot on my midriff and hips while we fought. Armpits, belly. Does someone have
a tickle fetish?
Oh, that is adorable. A tickle fetish. You wanted to tickle me. Oh, look at you squirm. Your face is red as a beet. Looks like I've unearthed your little secret, Miss Tickle Fetish. Even the word gets you hot and bothered. Come here.
How's it feel when I say tickle right into your ear, huh?
Please, God, no. Don't tickle me. God, I'd hate it. Not my belly. Not my poor armpits. Please. I'll do anything. Just don't tickle me. Look at you. You're a sweaty little mess. That turned you on, huh? Once I know somebody's fetish, I can just make them squirm with my words. But seriously, all jokes aside, I am ticklish. No, really, I'll be the first to admit I am beyond ticklish. If you'd have just snuck up behind me and dug your fingers into my bare sides, I wouldn't stand a chance of fighting back. I'd be laughing my head off as a blubbering ball of laughter and tears. What? Mad you didn't think of that strategy. I would be. My belly is the spot that just drives me crazy. It's so curvy, so soft, so rhythmic, and oh, so ticklish. You'd love to get your hands on this tummy, wouldn't you? You're adorable when you blush. You know that? I know what you want to do. You want to escape. Hold me down. Tie me with my arms above my head, my legs bound, my belly and armpits just helplessly exposed to your tickling fingers. Just thinking about it gives me the shivers. The thought of somebody exposing my weakness, my belly fluttering and trying to escape as you tickle me over and over again without showing any mercy. My mouth would just be flooding with laughter. My sexy voice just begging you over and over again to stop. But you wouldn't stop. You would tongue fuck my deep, sexy belly button, wouldn't you? And my armpits. Dear God, my armpits. I would be a fucking mess. Just imagine me on the ground, my whole body squirming in anticipation as you slowly drag your fingers down my arms, singing Itsy Bitsy Spider as you got closer and closer to my smooth, delicate, ticklish armpits. Then you'd strike, digging all 10 of your fingers into them, your fingers dancing and scribbling all over. My legs would kick. My body would buck up and down to try to feel the hard surface hitting my ass. Whether it be pain or pleasure, I'd be desperate to feel anything but your tickling. And my tits? Oh, these babies don't get a ton of support in my outfit. You know they would bounce for you. Imagine being the lucky girl who controls how much I bounce and wobble just by a little tickling. I would be humiliated, brought down by some commoner girl. My wonderful, special breasts being forced to jiggle as you play with me? I'd rather die than let that happen. But you wouldn't let me die, would you? You just keep tickling and tickling. Too bad that'll never happen, huh? You know, I don't have some sort of sick tickle fetish like you do. But you know damn well I'm a dom. And there's nothing worse than a dom being forced to become a sub. Especially to endure something as strange as tickle torture. You'd hate that as well, wouldn't you? And where do you think you're squirming off to? Come on. Be a good girl and hold still. This is so much better, sitting on your thighs. Oh no! It looks like your shirt has risen up. You have a wonderful belly. Is it ticklish? Oh, looks like the tables have turned, Miss Tickle Fetish. You've had too much fun ogling me. Now then, payback's a bitch. Gitchy, gitchy, goo.